CDOSports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And so Unitigo will receive. They'll go left to right. They're in the green with the black pants and the white helmets. Walton is in the orange pants, the orange helmet, and the white tops here tonight. And the ball is on the ground here, fielded by Unitigo, but not cleanly, and they just had to fall on it at about their own 25-yard line. So that ball looks to be slick to start the second half.
Yeah, that kick was straight up in the air. It almost looked like a punt right off the bat, and went right through the receiver's hands, and nice job by the second level of the Spartans receiving team to cover it up.
So an 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo to start the third quarter here tonight at Unitigo High School. And the field does, you know, wet, as we said, from the rain, but, you know, the dew coming in on a cool, crisp fall night. High school football, this is the way it should be. And so the Spartans will set things up here. Noah Hatala, senior quarterback, will get the run game started here. Start the second half. Unitigo going left to right, starting on their own 25-yard line. Line is set. They'll hand off. Little cutback here for Derek Rose, finding some room. Rose still on his feet across the 30 to the 35, tackled at the 36 there by Walton's 33, Skyler Peshout. But a first down, move the chains for the Spartans.
Little toss to Rose again. Gets in behind that big line, offensive lineman, and can't get to him and gets the first down yardage. The ball spotted at about the 37-yard line.
Tim, I don't know what changed, but about midway through the second quarter, they started going to that play and had a lot of success with Rose slicing and dicing. So a first and 10, 11.5 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo. Thanks for joining us tonight for high school football here on CDO. And they'll go to Caden Cloud. He cuts back to the outside, trying to go from right to left. Brought down in the backfield, second and long coming up for Unitigo there at their own 35.
Great job by the defensive line of Walton right there to shoot through the gaps and get the runner before he got to the line of scrimmage. Loss of one on the play, second down and 11.
So we're a minute into the third quarter, 8-0 lead for the Warriors. Orange Crush is here tonight to take on the Unitigo Spartans as they break the line. This will be about a second and 11, as Tim said. Hotala at the line, setting the play. We'll see what Unitigo decides to do here. They've had a lot of success with Derek Rose running the ball. See if they go back to him, and they do. Rose cuts back. This time he's brought down right at the line. Maybe gets one or two. Jordan Blinko wasn't fooled and brought him down.
Nice job right there. They didn't let him get in behind that big offensive line right there. They got some penetration and made him cut back too soon. He got about 2 yards, so it'll bring up third down and 9.
10:25 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo. This is starting to feel a little bit like the game we did here a few weeks ago with Unitigo coming out on top, 8-0 over Fonda Fultonville in their non-league game. Just two teams going at it in the trenches. It was a lot of fun. That was on a Saturday 2 weeks ago. So here is a third and 10 for Unitigo. Hotala gives it to Connor Griffin. Griffin rumbles up the middle, pushing the pile forward. Flag on the play, and there's about 8 guys from each team pushing on Connor Griffin, but he won't go down. And so we'll see what the flag is coming from the far side.
Looks like it's going to be, I believe, holding against the Spartans, but we'll see in a second.
And so we'll see what the call is here with 9:55 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo. And the white hat is talking to Walton here, one of the captains, Dylan Jacob. And we'll see what they decide to do. Looks like it is going to be a hold here against Unitigo.
Yeah, they are marking it off, so they are taking the penalty, so it'll stay third down, but it'll be a long third down.
So this will back it up to about the 23-yard line here. So this will be a third and long, going to be, yeah, about a third and 20 or so for the Spartans. And that's the thing, with two teams like this, 20 yards on a third and 20, that's a lot of ground to make up.
It sure is. I mean, that's when you've got to be thinking about, you know, the trick play. What do you got in your bag? You know, what can you call on this play? But you also know that Walton's prepared for that because they're not going to let anything happen like that.
9:35 to go in this third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo. They're going to hand it off to Connor Griffin to the left side. Stuffed after a gain of about 2 on the play. Garrett Johnson was there to make the tackle, and looks like Unitigo just says, well, we need a little room, and we'll punt it away.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be punting here. The ball is fourth and 18, I think it is, and Unitico will be punting off here.
So 9:10 to go in this third quarter, 8-0 lead for Unitico. Or excuse me, 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitico. Brooker is back to receive. Alex Brooker standing at the Walton 40-yard line. So Unitico gets the ball to start the second half, and they don't come up with anything. And this punt leaves a little to be desired. Only about a 20-yard punt goes right out of bounds into the Walton sideline, and Walton will start at their own 45.
Yeah, that punt just went off the side of his foot and came over here to the right side at the Walton bench. And like Nate said, they will start the first possession of the first or the second half at the 45, their own 45.
8.5 to go, second quarter. Walton leading 8-0. Again, they'll get the ball at their own 45 going right to left. They're in the orange pants, the white tops, and the orange helmets tonight. Unitigo's in the green tops, the black pants, and the white helmets. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO tonight. Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. 8:10 to go here, third quarter. They'll hand off to the outside. This will be Pesh out, good for a gain of about 3. He is brought down at the 41-yard line. John Jordan in on the tackle for Unitigo.
Pesh out with a nice little run off the right guard and gets 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 8.
8:05 to go, third quarter. And this is where Walton, I'm assuming here, Tim, is going to try to eat some clock. Keep moving the ball, but this is their specialty.
Yeah, and one of the things we just noticed with defense on Unitigo is they brought in another couple of linebackers, so they actually have 4 or 5 linebackers at this moment.
7:50 to go, third quarter. Clock is moving. Second down and about 7 to go. They're going to hand off to Pesh out, and he's tripped up. Tackled on the play there by Unitigo. Grabbing onto a leg was Sam Cole to bring him down.
Yeah, and he was spinning like a top right there, but he did get a couple yards on that play. We'll bring up third down and 5.
7.5 to go in this third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitigo. Ball will be at the 38-yard line. Unitigo trying to hold strong here. A 3rd and 4 for the Warriors. Their first possession of the second half. And still no Josh Johnson. Their lead running back was hurt on the first drive of the game. Has his ankle taped, but is still on the sideline. They'll hand off. And no, a QB keeper. Looks like Dylan Jacob wants the throw. It is complete to Cody Ray at the 30, down to the 20, and he's brought down as he crosses the 20 to the 17. First down, move the chains for the Orange Crush.
Nice little play action pass for the Warriors of Walton. And Cody Ray dragged all the way across from his left tight end spot behind the linebackers. Nice little dump pass by Dylan, and good for first down yardage.
Cody Ray, the tight end, and they like to get him involved. He's a physical guy, and he makes a nice play there, absorbed some contact, got some extra yards, and this is a good field position battle right now for Walton. 1st and 10, they're deep in Unitigo territory at the 17-yard line with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Dylan Jacob with another quarterback keeper fakes the handoff, throws again to Cody Ray, this time on the left wing, and he is brought down, maybe a gain of 3 or 4 on the play.
Nice little change of pace for the Walton Warriors, 2 passing plays in a row. Little out pattern for Ray, good for about 6 yards, excuse me, brings up 2nd down and 4.
6:10 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead here for Walton over the Unitigo Spartans, but they are looking to add to it here as they're deep in Spartans territory, down to about the 15-yard line. And it's going to be a 2nd and 3, maybe 2nd and 4 coming up. 1 wide receiver split to the left, 3 running backs in the backfield. Line is set. Jacob will hand this one off to Pesh out. He cuts to the outside and absorbs the contact, brought down by Jacob Marshall, but good for about a gain of 2.
Yeah, nice little play off the right tackle and in the end gap. Pesh out cuts back into about just a yard shy of the first down. Will bring up 3rd down and 1.
Clock's at 5.5 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead. Both teams have had the ball once here in this second half. Walton trying to find pay dirt again as they are down to the 10-yard line. Line is set, and they'll hand one off to Pesh out, but we're going to have a flag and a false start here. And we'll see who this is against. Yes, it will be against Walton. Boy, you just don't see that very often.
Not
from
very
the
often do you see that from that front line of the off Walton Warriors. False start. We'll move the ball back. We'll be 3rd down and 6.
You know, both teams have gotten deep in each other's territories, and some penalties have been costly, especially for Unitigo.
Yeah, but took points off the board possibly.
First time here tonight we've really seen some penalties get in the way here for Walton. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Walton leading Unitego 8-0 here tonight at Unitego. Third and about five to go here. They'll run one up the middle. Going to be close to a first down. We'll see who comes off the ground here. That will be Peshout, who got the call there on the run. Boy, this is going to be fourth and one.
Yep.
Fourth
right
and
back,
inches.
Right back to where they were before. I mean, it's really, really close, folks.
Well, remember, last time they scored, it was a fourth and one.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob just kept it himself and ran in for a 20-yard touchdown. So we'll see what happens here. 4:25 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead. Walton over Unitego. Fourth and one deep in Unitego territory. Walton has the ball at the 10-yard line. They'll look to hand it off, and he might have got stuffed at the line here. John Jordan came crashing through. Peshout, I don't think he got it. We'll see. It's going to be close.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be close. Jordan with a fantastic job on that, on his, got rid of his tackle or his blocker and made a real nice stone tackle right at the point of attack.
And it's going to be a turnover on downs with 4:10 to go in the third. What a push by that D line, and they got Peshout right at the line. I'm pretty shocked by that big time play for Unitego.
I actually thought they were going to run like a little quarterback sneak, you know, just because it was so close and that would just be the center on his man, and you know, he just got to fall forward.
Wow.
But they tried to run over the tackle and they stoned it.
Just a great push there by Unitego with 4:10 to go. Third quarter, Unitego trapped deep in their own end. Let's see what they decide to do. They're going to go to Connor Griffin right up the middle. That'll give them some real estate to work with. He's at the 20-yard line. Good for a first down, and maybe Griffin will get going for the Spartans.
Nice little play on first down for the Spartans. Give them a little breathing room. The ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line of the Unitego Spartans, first and 10.
4 minutes to go, third quarter, and just another chapter here in this book tonight of back and forth between the Warriors and the Spartans. It's been a great one. 3:50 to go. Unitego breaks the huddle. They're going left to right deep in their own end after stuffing Walton on a fourth and one. Walton was down to about the 10-yard line. Unbelievable. So here is Hotala under center. Hotala will hand it off to Derrick Rose. Gets in between the tacklers and again picks up 5, maybe 6 yards. Going to be very close to a first down. This will be second and short coming up. So actually, he got more than I thought. I'd say maybe he got about 8.
Yeah, he got a little nice little push at the end there that just like catapulted him forward for another couple yards. It comes up short, second and one.
So 3:10 to go, third quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego, but the Spartans moving the ball well here late in this third frame. Going to be a second and short there at their own 30. Hotala barking out the signals. Line is set. And they'll hand off again to Derrick Rose. Cuts between the tackles. Good for a first down. Rose spins forward but lost the ball. Dylan Jacob comes away with it. He's into the right side of the field, down to the 10, to the 5. Dylan Jacob is in for a touchdown. We do have a flag on the play. We'll see what happens with 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. Another takeaway for Dylan Jacob, but is it coming back?
Yeah, I think it's after the fumble. So I think they're going to keep the ball, but I think it's a personal foul against Walton.
It looked like Dylan Jacob just came and just ripped that one away at the last second.
I was just going to say that.
From Derrick Rose, heck of a play. So Walton maybe turning the tides here once again. And let's see, was that a personal foul?
It's against Unitego.
Against Unitego, yeah, that's what we're seeing
here. Well, it's going to
add on. And so they'll get the fumble, they'll get the yards from the personal foul, but unfortunately for Walton, they're not going to get a touchdown as Dylan Jacob just was out sprinting everybody, but that will be... Oh, it will! No, they're going to get it. With 2:43 to go in the third, it will be a touchdown for Dylan Jacob.
Two touchdowns, one on defense, one on as a quarterback for the Walton Warriors for Jacob tonight.
So that will count, and they'll say it was all good, and Dylan Jacob runs it in on a fumble recovery. It's 14-0 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter, and that is a tough one for Unitego. You stop them on that fourth and one. You had the momentum. Another good run there by Rose and just lost the ball.
Yeah, it looked like Rose, as he was going to the ground, had got the ball a little bit out to his outside, and Dylan Jacob was right there and just scooped it up and took it into the house for 6 points.
So about a 35-yard return, I would say. for Dylan Jacob. 14-0 lead. They're going to go for two. Jacob will hand off to Pesch out to the outside. He's brought down. So he is short, and it'll be 14-0 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. We'll get you a Sydney update when we come back, and we'll try to get a BG and DH update as well. But the score here, Walton 14, Unitego nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
14-0, Walton on top of Unitego on a fumble recovery by Dylan Jacob that he runs 35 yards to the house. Dylan Jacob doing a little bit of everything tonight here, Tim.
He's definitely looking for towards a post-game award here, I think.
Yeah, I would say so. As he's done a little bit of everything, that might fall right in line with
INT, fumble, yeah, and a touchdown on offense.
Might be one of those all-purpose type of nights for Dylan Jacob. But 2:40 to go here in this third quarter, a 14-0 lead. Unitego needs some points to get back in this game. Here's Derek Rose trying to make it happen to the 35, out to the 38. You know, there's still a lot of time left in this game if the Spartans could put up some points here quickly.
Yeah, they definitely have to do something. I mean, they've been fighting themselves a lot. You know, they get a good drive going, and then they get a penalty. And you know, on that play right there, when they had the flag, it was well after the play. And, you know, you can't have those because, fortunately, they scored and they didn't have that penalty hurt them other than the points. But, you know, they got to do something here on this possession.
2:35 to go, third quarter. It's Walton 14, Unitego nothing. Warriors with the ball going left to right. They are going to start after that nice return there by Rose at their own 35-yard line. So Unitego late in the third trying to get something going. Hotala avoids the rush, passes one out. It's tipped there by the Walton defense and falls incomplete. That looked like it was Garrett Johnson that got his fingertips on.
Yeah, the quarterback had the ball, and I don't think the defender from Walton realized that he still had it because he kind of like waited and let him get away with it. I thought he was going to get a sack right there, but Hotala got it away, but it was incomplete, second down.
2.5 to go, third quarter, 14-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Again, both teams 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the division coming into tonight's game. So really it's a dogfight between Walton, Unitego, BG, and DH for positioning in the division. Here is Hotala on a 2nd and 10. Unitego at their own 35. They'll hand one off to Caden Clough. Cuts back, gets up to the 40, gain of about 3 on the play. Clough has had a hard time getting going here.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I'll tell you, they're doing the same play with Rose, and Rose has so much more success, and the only thing I can think of is he's so hard to find. He's so much smaller than Clough is that it's so hard for Walton to find him.
Very true. I mean, Clough is a big body. You look at Griffin, you look at Clough, they're the bruisers in there, and Derek Rose just is finding the sweet spots here tonight. Minute 55 to go, third quarter, 14-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Spartans have marched it out to their own 40, and they'll look to keep the drive going here on a 3rd and short. They're going to throw to the outside looking for Clough. Pass is incomplete. 4th down coming.
Yeah, Hotala is just not setting his feet on the throws, and he's throwing it off balance, and it's just making it errant out to the outside, and it'll bring up 4th down.
And with these slippery foot conditions tonight, if your throw is a little off and you're trying to make a last-minute adjustment, very hard for these receivers to make any sort of real cutbacks.
Absolutely.
Minute 40 to go, third quarter. 14-0 lead here for Walton over Unitego. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is sponsored by SFCU. 4th down, Unitego's going to go for it here. Hotala drops back. Here comes the rush. Cody Ray is coming. They throw it up. This one is complete right at midfield, and they keep the drive alive. Pass is hauled in here by Unitego's David Fletcher. Move the chains on 4th down.
Wow. That ball was in the air for a long time, and Fletcher was there to catch it and caught it right at about the 50-yard line. So, Unitigo lives to play in this drive again. First and down, first and 10.
So they get it right at midfield, and that was the only option Hotala had. Otherwise, it was going to be Sac City. There was about three Warriors right in his face. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. 14-0 lead for Walton. Unitigo with the ball. Play breaks down. Hotala's just going to run out of there. Might have lost it, but holds on to it at the last second. Flag on the play. Might be a late hit here. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there because Hotala looked like he was still fighting for yardage and calling a personal foul.
Let's see what the call is here. Looks like the one official is pointing to his elbow here as if there was a, you know, some sort of personal foul, late hit type of situation.
And it's against Walton because they're marching it off.
Yep, 15-yard penalty for a personal foul after the play. Tough one if you're Walton because, as you said, it looked like the quarterback was still, you know, kind of fighting for positioning there when we saw the flag come out.
Yeah, the flag came out, and I thought Hotala still was, you know, hadn't lost his forward momentum. So I don't know what happened after that we didn't see.
So look at the turn of events here as Unitigo is now down at the Walton 35. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. It's a 14-0 lead. Hotala runs to the outside. No, it's going to go to Connor Griffin. He's up the middle, still on his feet, to the 15, down to about the 13-yard line with 42 seconds to go. Unitigo is stringing together a nice drive here.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Griffin just off the right tackle and kind of got lost in the defensive secondary and just took it as far as he could. First and 10, just at about the 16-yard line.
Clock is ticking. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 14-0 lead here for Walton, but Unitigo is on the march. This might be the last play of the third quarter as they line up. Here is Hotala. Looks over the line. Griffin is in the backfield. They'll go to Derek Rose. Rose cuts to the outside. No, it's Connor Griffin again up the middle. He is right down to the goal line. And this is going to be 8 seconds left here, third quarter. They're going to have another opportunity here. First down there for Unitigo. Boy, that's twice where they've given it to Griffin. I had no idea he had the ball.
I don't think they'll get it off. It'll be really close. They'll have to rush to do it.
3 seconds left. Let's see if they can do it. They will hand it off. Hotala on a quarterback keeper, and he is knocked down. And so he is short of the goal line. End of the third quarter. Walton leads 14-0. When we come back, Unitigo on the doorstep to start the fourth quarter. Again, our score after three, Walton 14, Unitigo nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. 14-0 lead for the Walton Warriors over the Unitigo Spartans, but Unitigo's right on the doorstep, and they're going to have three chances here, Tim, to try to bust one in. What do you maybe draw up if you're Coach McCroney?
Well, I think after the way it's been going so far, I think I give it to Griffin because he's such a tough runner. I mean, he gets hit early, but he doesn't give up. He's only got to go 3 yards on this drive. They're second and goal to go from the 3 yard line.
So a 14-0 lead here for the Walton Warriors over the Unitigo Spartans. It's going to be a second and goal opportunity here for the Spartans. And this would really give them new life here and really make this a close ball game if they can knock it in. So again, we switch ends of the field. So now Unitigo is at the far end. So they are going right to left. Hotala with, he has Griffin and Rose in the I formation. They're going to pitch it to Rose. Cuts to the outside. Now back to the inside. Rose fighting his way forward. Did he get in? No official signal yet. Looked like he was going to maybe keep it to the outside as he had some real estate. Cut it back in. didn't get it, it looks like.
They ran out of the I formation and just gave a little toss to Rose with a lead blocker from Griffin, and I thought he was going to go in, and I saw the official on the far side raise his arm, but he was just marking the doll.
So this will be a third and goal, really third and inches here for Unitego. We'll see what Coach McCroney and his staff dials up here with 11:25 to go early in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. It's 14-0. Let's see if Unitego can bang one in. Griffin is in the backfield. Rose is to the left. Caden Cloud to the right. They'll hand off again to Rose. Did he get in? This time he did. And it's a touchdown for the Unitego Spartans with 11:09 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 14-6.
Yeah, nice little help from the back and and some offensive linemen from the Spartans to push the running back into the end zone. So it is, like Nate said, 14-6. We'll see what they can do with the extra point.
So 11:09 to go, fourth quarter, and this could be big. If you go for two here, making it, if you can get in 14-8, still a very manageable game if you're the Unitego Spartans. And so we'll see what Coach McCroney draws up here. It's currently 14-6 after a touchdown run from Derek Rose. Al is going to be in the shotgun. See what they decide to do. Hotala is set, runs to the outside. Quarterback keeper has nowhere to go, and he is stuffed. And so they won't get the two-point conversion. 11:09 to go, fourth quarter. It is Walton leading Unitego 14-6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
There's the kickoff to Walton. Brooker will field this at his own 20. Cuts back, goes right up the gut in between the hashes. He's brought down at the 40. Nice little return there from Brooker before he's brought down.
Yeah, he fielded the ball at the 20-yard line, took it 20 yards up the field to the 40. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 40-yard line.
Here's an update at the half. This is the last update I had between BG and DH, tied 22 all at the half. So 22-22 in that game. And, of course, Sydney is still leading 34-0 over Helderberg Valley. Been a slow third quarter up there at the Burn Knox Westerloo School District is where Helderberg Valley is. Still 34-0 lead there for the Sydney Warriors. So that's your out-of-town score update. 14-6 the score here. Walton on top of Unitego. Walton with the ball, and they'll run it right up the middle here with Pesh out across the 50. Good for a first down, running like a man possessed as Skyler Pesh out gets the first down.
Pesh out doing a really nice job filling in for the fullback and doing a great job on that down. Gets first down yardage. The ball is now into Unitego territory at the 49.
So at the 50-yard line, well, the 49, as Tim said, Walton controlling their own destiny here. They have the ball, 10:40 to go. They have the clock, and if they could put up some points here, it would be very tough for Unitego to get back in this game the way the flow and the momentum has been. And the ball is down here. It's going to be a fumble, and Unitego is going to come away with it at midfield. Not sure who was running the ball. I believe maybe Pesh out. Lost it. Unitego scoops it up at the bottom of the dog pile.
Not sure the quarterback got the ball on that, Nate. The center quarterback exchange, I think, was fumbled, and that's when Unitego jumped on it. First and 10 for the Spartans at their 47.
So a big-time play there for Unitego as they come up with a fumble recovery right at midfield. They go right to left. They're starting at the 48-yard line. Still a lot of time left as they trail 14-6. Anybody's ball game. So Unitego gets it back on a first and 10. Otala is down, tripped up at the line, collided with his running back, falls down for a loss of one or two.
Yeah, as soon as he got the ball, he took a step forward or to back up. I think that was a pass play. They had a guy wide open down the field, but one of his linemen stepped on his foot and he fell down. Lost about 3 yards on the play. Bring up second down and 13.
And so this will be a second down coming up with 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Tight ball game, just as you want, between the Warriors and the Spartans. Don't turn that dial. Here is Hotala on a second and long, about a second and 12. Pitches to Rose, gets to the outside, cuts back. Rose still on his feet. He's got a good lead block there. He's going to pick up about 10, maybe 11 yards. Third and one coming up here for Unitico, and Rose continues his great night on the ground.
Little sweep toss to the right side for Rose. Good lead block by Griffin out on the edge. Gives him a couple extra yards. It'll bring up third down and two, a long two, actually. It's almost three. After the spot.
So after the spot, this will be about a third and two, 9:15 to go, fourth quarter. Otala and the Spartans trying to make a comeback here on their home field. They'll hand one off here to Connor Griffin. He bulls his way up the middle. Good for a first down. And they are moving the ball into Walton territory across the 40 to the 35. And Connor Griffin has come alive in the second half.
Connor Griffin with a 6-yard carry on third down. Good for first down yardage. The ball is now going to be spotted at about the 37-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
And so Walton trying to answer here on defense if they can. And Unitego has come alive here after that fumble recovery. So they scored on their last drive. Walton got it back and then fumbled. Now Unitego has it back with 8:45 to go, fourth quarter. Otala here on a first and 10. Runs to the outside. Picks up about four, maybe five here for Unitego.
He's brought down on the play after a short gain of about 1 yard. We'll bring up second down and 9 by number 74 of the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, I thought he got more than that, but I think it was just because he ran so far to the right wing on that keeper. He really only got about one on the play. Boy, you know, you make that run to the far side. It's tough sometimes. You, like you always say, you run 10 yards to get five,
right,
or, you know, whatever. So 8:10 to go, fourth quarter, 14-6 to score. Walton on top of Unitego, but the Spartans are marching. Here on a second and about 10, they go back to Derrick Rose. This time he is stuffed as he tried to go up the middle, and that's a big-time tackle there. Looked like Brooker came up from his safety position and stuck him. Lamoureux
with a real nice tackle right there. Beautiful form tackle, got his head across, drove his legs, wrapped everything. Everything was right on that play, great tackle.
Clock is moving, 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's Walton 14, Unitego 6. Real dogfight here between the Spartans and the Warriors. So last check we had, Sydney led their game 34-0, and DH and BG were tied up at 22. So some other good games going on tonight. Here's Otala on about a third and 7. They'll hand off to Connor Griffin. No, it's a keeper for Otala. Walton read that one very well, and Peschout came up to sack him.
Yeah, real nice play right there. First, I thought he did give the ball to Griffin, but he went and pulled it at the last minute, and Walton was not fooled. Like Nate said, Peschout came from his cornerback spot, made a nice tackle, and it'll be fourth and 10.
Fourth and 10 here for Unitego. They are in Walton territory at the 36 with 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. This is a tough spot here for the Spartans to be in. You have to think maybe they'll go to the air. We'll see.
Drop back, Nick.
Otala drops back, rolls to his left, wants to throw, has a receiver through the hands, and incomplete there of Jack Andrews, and that was a great-looking pass. Good coverage by Brooker, and he just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, real nice coverage by Brooker, and Andrews just had the ball go through his hands to the ground, incomplete. Walton takes over first and 10 on downs.
I mean, that was everything that you could want. They rolled out, they got the look.
He catches it at the first
down. Yeah, right there, just through his hands. So
yeah,
I'm sure he'll want that one back. With 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Walton 14, Unitego 6. Warriors get the ball back going left to right. They're on their own 35. So Walton with the ball. Once again, they fumbled on their last trip at midfield, giving Unitego a chance. And the Spartans now are going to jump Looked like Owen Reed there jumped a second too early.
Jacob with the hard count gets 5 yards free for the Walton Warriors. Will bring up first down and 5. The ball will be spotted just at about the 40-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
6:37 to go, fourth quarter. 14-6 the score. Walton on top of Unitego. It's been back and forth. This has been a good second half. It was an 8-0 game at halftime. Walton was on top. Walton led 14-0. Unitego cut it back to 14-6. Walton now looking to run here on a 1st and 10. And across the 40 to about the 41, Connor Griffin on the tackle.
Yeah, it looks like the center quarterback exchange is having an issue again because they're bringing the towel up to the center right now.
Just doing their best to keep the ball dry. Kudos to the towel guy.
Yeah, man, he was sprinting.
He's got some 100-yard dash speed when he goes out to get that ball.
He was showing Coach, look, you check me out in a couple of years, I'll have that.
Don't worry, Coach. I got your back in a few years. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. They're going to hand off to Brooker up the middle on a 2nd and short. That's enough for a first down across the 45 to the 46. So Walton nearing midfield.
Brooker with a nice carry on first down. Gets about 7. First and 10 for the Warriors.
5:50 to go, fourth quarter. 14-6 to score. And if you're Unitego right now, all you can do is look up and watch those seconds tick away, much like they did last week when they were in the league against BG. So here is Walton on 1st and 10. Here is Dylan Jacob, the quarterback, under center. Jacob will hand one off to Peshout. He bounces to the outside right side, takes a heck of a hit there on the outside, but holds on for a gain of 1.
Peshout's really done a great job, and nice little play off the tackle on the right-hand side. Good for about 2 yards. Will bring up 2nd down and 8.
You wonder how much Walton has missed Josh Johnson tonight. He got that ankle tape, but coaching staff just making the decision to not put him back in there, let him heal up.
Yep, absolutely.
But this running back by committee has worked out pretty well tonight.
Yeah, it certainly has. And when we say there's 3 back, they're lined up in a T formation back there, and you just don't know which one has the ball.
4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Walton on top of Unitego on the road here at the U, 14-6. Hand off to the outside. There's Peshout again on a 2nd and 10. He picks up about 8. Into Unitego territory, down to the 45.
Pesh out with a little sweep to the left-hand side around the end. Good for about 9 yards. Brings up 3rd down and 9.
Don't forget to stay tuned after the conclusion of this game. We'll have our post-game show. We'll break down the scoring summary as well as give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And so this will be a 3rd down coming up about 3rd and 1 or so, and the ball is loose on the ground. It's picked up here by Dylan Jacobs. Somehow he got on that one, then has to slide as Unitego was coming for him and lost on the play.
Yeah, they were going to lose yardage on that play no matter what, but the fumble, he did a nice job to recover it. Otherwise, Unitego might have picked it up and ran it in for into the end zone for 6 points, but Unitego just took a timeout, Nate.
So the Spartans take a timeout after that Walton fumble, but they do fall on that one, so the Spartans on defense, Walton still on offense. 4 minutes to go. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Walton 14, Unitego 6 on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. This is going to be a 4th down coming up here for Walton. What do you think the yardage is here, Tim?
Probably about 6.
4th and 6 coming up right at midfield. Walton is going to take a timeout. They tried to draw Unitego off sides there, tried to get him to jump, couldn't do it, so Walton takes a timeout with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Tim, we'll keep it right here with the score. Walton 14, Unitego 6. It's a field position and clock game right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, so let's see. They just stopped him again on the series, so they're going to have to make a decision whether they're going to punt or not. I would imagine they're going to punt here, make Unitego use the whole field if they're going to get points in the next 4 minutes.
you know, in a game like this, back and forth, I don't think either team has really shown they have super big play capability, I guess you could say. So I like playing the field position game here. I think that's a good move.
Well, definitely. And I was just going to say, when you said that, Walton took a shot early.
True.
And they had the guy wide open. It just was a little bit too long. So, you know, they have that playability in them. We'll see what happens. It looks like they're lining up to punt.
And so punting this one away will be Nick Lamoureux with 4 minutes to go. And, boy, it looks like Walton jumped here again.
Far left-hand side, somebody just moved a little bit, just bobbed a little bit before the snap, and it's a false start against the Warriors. Moves the ball back to the 45 of Walton, where they'll snap from there.
4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 14-6 the score. Walton will punt it away. Derek Rose is back to receive, standing on the Unitego 25-yard line. So Unitego will be going right to left. Walton jumping, so that cost him 5 yards. And now the snap is over the head here of Lamoureux. He has to chase it back, wants to try to throw it. It's blocked. It's scooped up by Caden Clough, and he's brought down inside the 20-yard line. Amazing field position here for the Spartans. What a turn of events.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was crazy. The ball went over top of the punter's head. He did a very nice job trying to get it up, but Unitego was right there. They blocked the punt, and now Unitego is going to have really good field position for this next 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Not much the punter could do there. It was just a high snap. He did his best to go back and scoop that one up, but, I mean, Unitego was all over it. And now Unitego is going to have the ball with 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter inside the 20-yard line. This is going to be an exciting finish here, folks, between Unitego and Walton, no matter how it ends up. Here's Otala under center. He's got Connor Griffin in the backfield. Hands off to Griffin. Griffin runs to the outside. He's trying to carry two tacklers with him. He's brought down after a gain of one.
That was a tough one-yard gain right there. He got hit like twice and still kept his feet. What a tough kid he is.
Love the sportsmanship tonight, both sides. Every time there's a tough tackle or something, they're helping each other up, giving them a pat on the shoulder. It's been great to see. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. 14-6 the score. Walton on top of Unitego, and after a blocked punt, Unitego with the ball here. This will be a 2nd and 9. They run to the outside. This is going to be Rose. Cuts back, leaps over a tackler. Good for about 5 yards. They're down to the Walton 10-yard line. Clock is moving. 3:05 to go.
Yeah, they got down to, like Nate said, to the 10-yard line. They're still about 2 yards short, so it's going to be 3rd and 2, obviously in 4-down territory. So if you don't get it on this one, you got another chance. But we'll see what Coach Micone and the Brain Trust over there on the Spartan side come up with on 3rd down.
2:50 to go, fourth quarter. 3rd and short, about a 3rd and 1, maybe a 3rd and 2 for Unitego. They're on the right wing side of the field. Here's Otala. He's in the shotgun. Snap is low. He holds on to it. Gives it to Connor Griffin. That's going to be good for a 1st down as he lunges his way across to about the 6-yard line.
So from the 6, it's going to be 1st and goal to go for the Spartans.
Wow, 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. What a finish ahead here between the Warriors. Orange Crush is in town tonight to take on the U.
And keep in mind, if they get into the end zone, they still have to do the two-point conversion to tie.
Down 14-6 with 2:20 to go. Here's Otala, again under center. Pitches to the outside for Rose. Rose for about 1 on the right side. Walton did a good job of sniffing that one out.
Defensive end on that far side, on the right side of the defense, did a fantastic job of getting rid of his blocker, coming in and making the tackle just shy of the, I'm going to say, the 5.
Yeah, that was Garrett Johnson who read that play so well. Clock's moving now. 1:55 to go. This is going to be a 2nd and about 5 to go. So it's pretty much 2nd and goal. Walton trying to get their fans into it a little bit, looking for some noise. Big crowd support here tonight for both teams. Walton always travels well. They'll hand off left side. Derek Rose on his feet. He's brought down. Good job by Walton covering that one up. Looked like Lamoureux was in on the tackle, as well as a couple other players over on the far side, including Owen Griffith.
Rose gets to about the 4-yard line, so it'll be 3rd and goal to go from that point.
Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Again, it's Walton 14, Unitego 6. Unitego's going to go 4 wide here. Otala on a 3rd and goal He's under center. He's got Griffin in the backfield. They'll go to Griffin. He runs up the middle and in for a Unitigo touchdown with 1:07 to go. Connor Griffin.
Nice call by the Unitigo coaching staff right there. Spread it out like that and then give it to the big guy right up the middle. 6 points for the Spartans, but now they have to go for two and they have to get this successfully in order to tie the game.
1:07 to go in the fourth. Unbelievable. It's 14-12. And it all comes down to this two-point conversion right here.
And if they don't get it, obviously they're going to do an onside kick because they got to get the ball back.
But this could tie this game up 14-14 if they can get in. Hotala is walking over from the sideline. He just had a little conference with Coach McCroney. And let's see, it's going to be a timeout taken by Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 1:07 to go. 14-12. Walton on top of Unitigo. A two-point conversion coming up for the Spartans when we come back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:07 to go. It's 14-12. Walton on top of Unitigo by two. Spartans just scored with Connor Griffin. They take a timeout before they go for two. They have to go for two to hope to tie this game up again with 1:07 to go here on their home field. Last update we had on Sydney, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Sydney was still ahead 34-0 in that game. So just all you Sydney fans out there, Sydney at Helderberg Valley tonight. Here's Noah Hotala. He's lined up in the shotgun. He's got Connor Griffin in the backfield. Here we go, folks, the two-point conversion. Here's the snap. It's low. Hotala has to pick it up, throws it into the end zone, complete to Jacob Marshall. Two-point conversion is good, and we're tied at 14.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That ball never got into the air on the snap. It rolled all the way back to Hutala. Hutala did a great job of picking it up and throwing it over the middle. Little pop pass to the tight end. Good for two.
Wow. I mean, that play looked like it was destined to fail. Great job by Hutala to scoop it up, and he finds the big fella in the middle, Jacob Marshall, for the two-point conversion. Very improbable comeback for the Spartans.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were looking at it, and, you know, couple of fumbles, and they did it. They did the job on defense, and they stopped them, and they gave the ball back to Walton, and everything looked like it was going to go the normal Walton way, and then all of a sudden, boom, they get the ball back, and they went right down, and they scored. Tie ball game, folks.
And still 1:07 left. If you're Walton, you have some great athletes, including Dylan Jacob.
Yep.
You never know. One could break one open, and with his big-time speed, you never know.
One play that they haven't done in the second half is the one they scored on in the first half.
Very true. Very true. So we'll see. Still 1:07 to go. We're tied up at 14. The Spartans and the Warriors tonight delivering for a big-time division game. This is great. So Unitigo will kick off now with Owen Reed. Brooker is back deep to receive, as well as Lamoureux. And so here is Owen. He's going to kick one, a little squibber on the ground. This one is loose on the ground. Ball is bouncing around. I think Walton fell on it. Yes, the official signal is they got it, but that was like a pinball machine in there.
Yeah, that thing was free for a long time, and nice job by number 28 of Walton to come up with it.
Looked like that was either Lamoureux or maybe Deacon Phoenix. No, it is Deacon Phoenix, the freshman, who fell on that one with 1:05 to go. That was a live ball there for a couple of minutes, or a couple of seconds, I should say, that felt like a couple of minutes.
It took a while. It did. No, I agree with you, Nate.
1:05 to go. We're tied up at 14. What a game here tonight between Walton and Unitigo. Everything you could hope for in a division rival matchup. So here is Dylan Jacob. Again, he's under center. And Jacob will hand it off to the outside. They go to Brooker. Brooker is brought down right at the line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line as he was trying to get the edge. That keeps the clock going. Nice tackle there by David Fletcher.
Yeah, real nice play by that cornerback out on the right side for the Spartans to keep him in bounds. Kept the clock moving.
Clock is moving, as Tim said, 45 seconds to go. Walton is going left to right. They're at their own 30-yard line. Here is Dylan Jacob under center. Jacob will hand off up the middle to Peschout. Really nowhere to go. Out to the 35. 30 seconds left. Going to be about a third and one coming up, I would say.
Yeah, it was a nice little play to get a medium gain right there. And Nate, nice call. Third and one. Nice job.
Well, once in a while we can see something up here, and it's pretty close. 15 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Going to be the last play, I believe, here. Here's Jacob. We'll hand one off to Brooker. Brooker to the outside. Good for a first down. He's tackled at the 45 with 5 seconds left, so Walton still will have time for one more play. And what do you dial up here, Tim? It's going to be interesting to see.
I got to think they're going to throw the play that was unsuccessful the first half.
So they'll take a timeout, and we're going to step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, tied 14-14 between Unitego and Walton on WCDO.
DTC is excited to announce that fiber optic services will soon be available in your area. With DTC's dedicated fiber service to your home, we'll be able to provide you with high-speed internet, digital TV, reliable phone service, and home security and monitoring applications. DTC has been serving our communities for 120 years, and we look forward to becoming a part of yours. For more information on our service, visit DelHightel.com or call 607-746-1500. DTC is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5 seconds to go. We're tied 14-14. Walton has the ball going left to right. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here.
Unitigo's only got four guys on the line, so they've got seven back.
Walton's at their own 45. Jacob lost the ball. It's loose, and Unitigo is going to fall on it with 2.5 seconds to go.
So now the
Spartans will have a chance.
Yeah, they all have one play.
Spartans are going to have a chance at one play. Otherwise, we might be destined for overtime. And, Tim, the last time I think that you and I did an overtime game was Unitego and UV.
It was a Unitego game.
So,
just not here.
We were over in UV. We've talked about it a couple weeks in a row now. It was a very foggy night, and we literally couldn't see the last play of the game. So that really threw us for a loop. So here we go. 2.5 seconds to go right at midfield. Unitego is going to take a timeout, so we'll keep it right here this time. And we'll see what Coach McCroney decides to draw up here. It's, again, right at midfield. We'll see if Unitego can maybe bust one for a long play. 14-14 is the score. So it was Walton scoring in the first quarter and then leading 8-0 at the half, and then a fumble recovery returned for a touchdown in the third gave Walton a 14-0 lead. But since then, a 1-yard touchdown by Derek Rose and a 5-yard touchdown by Connor Griffin and the 2-point conversion pass to Jacob Marshall has tied this game up at 14 apiece. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, I'm thinking, typical Walton, we're going to walk out of here and just, run the clock out and they're going to win the game, but then all of a sudden things happen.
So a 14-14 game. Coach McCroney meeting with his guys over on the Unitego sideline, and we'll see if they can dial up some magic here or if we'll head to overtime.
Walton's safeties are probably 25 yards off the ball, so
it's going to be tough to get anything past Dylan Jacob and the athletic safeties here of the Walton defense. Hotel is going to throw. Tosses one into the night sky. It is intercepted here by Walton. Brooker's going to have a chance at a return from about his own 10. Brooker cuts back to the middle of the field, and he is brought down. So the end of regulation is upon us, and we're tied 14-14. Overtime, here we come between Walton and Unitego.
Real nice picked-off pass by Brooker. He come over to the right side and then cut back going to the left. And, if he gets by that guy that tackled him right there, he might be racing up the left sideline, and we may not be going to overtime, but we are.
So end of regulation. We're tied 14-14. Overtime. Here we come. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 14-14 the score as we head to overtime between Walton and Unitego. I do have confirmation. 34-0 is the final score. Sydney defeats Helderberg Valley in that game. So Sydney remains undefeated, and we'll have another update on the BG and DH score shortly here. But in the meantime, overtime between Walton and Unitego. It's been a great game tonight, Tim.
It definitely has, and it's going to continue because we get to watch one offensive team from the 20. They get a chance to score. If they do score, the other team gets an opportunity to tie, and it just keeps going on that way. Now, if the defense stops them on the first drive and then the other team scores, then it's over.
Deposit Hancock leads BG 36-22 with 7 minutes to go in that ball game. So that's your out-of-town score update there between the Eagles and BG. So DH is starting to find some life here. They had a tough schedule. You know, they had to play Newark Valley and Sydney in the first little bit of the season, but they're starting to find their own, and they got a heck of a running game, and they've shown it here after being tied at the half with BG. They've opened it up to 36-22. So, again, overtime here, Tim. A little back-and-forth opportunity. I want to say that game we did a few years ago went, what, two or three back-and-forth series.
It was definitely a few of them. I know that. And all I remember was Unitego had a really large running back. They had a special package. I can't remember what they called it, but they had a special package where this one lineman, they gave him the ball, kind of like Refrigerator Perry back in the Bears days, and I can't remember what happened, but it was away from us down to the right side towards, Route 8 going towards Sydney was where the play was.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the press box, and people were screaming. I mean, it was absolutely, it was just bedlam. And all I remember was when we were walking out, everybody going, "He got in, he got in." And I mean, I've never seen referees leave a game so fast in my life.
I believe that was Jacob Morrison.
Yes, I think you're right. What was it called?
I can't remember what they called it, but yeah, I mean, he went to the state finals in wrestling, and he was at 275, so he was large and in charge, and they did that a lot that season.
Yeah, they did. It wasn't like you know, it was something they just did at that point. They had done it, they mm-hmm. practiced it, you know, they had all this stuff going on, and oh my gosh, I remember going out of that parking lot that night, just people saying, "I got it on camera, he was in the
end zone." And it was so hard to tell, it really was. I mean, it was a dog pile in the fog. It was great. It was one I won't soon forget. So it looks like Unitego's going to have the ball first.
Yep.
Is that what I'm seeing
That's
here?
That's what I see, yep. Walton, I believe, won the toss, so they selected defense first so that they can see what they have to do when they get the ball.
So Unitego, as Tim said, will start on the 20-yard line. They're going to be to our right. So they're going left to right. They will be on offense first. Again, we're tied 14-14, so there's no time on the clock here. It's just straight downs, and we'll see what Unitego can do on their first drive of the night here in overtime. Here is Hotala. They go four wide. They're going to try to run it up the middle here to Connor Griffin. He's brought down after a gain of about two.
number 51 from Walton with a nice tackle right there. Short gain, bring up second down and 8.
So again, our out-of-town scores, 34-0. Sydney defeats Helderberg Valley to stay undefeated. DH is ahead 36-22 on the road at BG tonight. So if BG ends up losing, they could fall to 3-3 after starting 3-0. Here is Otala on about a 2nd and 7 here for Unitigo. Again, we're in overtime. They go to Derek Rose. He cuts to the right side. Across the 15, going to be 3rd and short coming up.
Yeah, it looks like he got about 3 yards on that play, so it'll be 3rd down and about 4.
Again, we're in overtime here, folks. Tied 14-14 between Walton and Unitigo. Walton was ahead 14-0, but some great plays by Unitigo in the second half, including a block punt, helped them get into field position to score with a minute to go, and they got the two-point conversion to tie it up. Now in overtime, they have the ball first. 3rd and about 3 to go here for Unitigo. They are at the Walton 15-yard line. Here's Otala. Line is set. We'll pitch this one to Derek Rose. Cuts back between the tackles. Going to be very close to a first down, I think.
Ooh.
Maybe he got it, but I'm not sure. No, 4th and 1 to go.
Yeah, that was real close. The line judge on that side, I thought he gave up. He just was like, oh, I'm not really sure where it is. But it is. No, he didn't even get a yard. Man.
Yeah.
So it's 4th and 2, I'll say.
I would say 4th and 2. They're about at the 12-yard line. Again, if Unitigo doesn't get this, then Walton's going to get the ball.
Right.
And if Walton scores,
it's over.
So that's how overtime works. So Walton won the toss. They deferred to let Unitigo go first. It all comes down to this right now for Unitigo. 4th and 2. We'll have a flag on the play.
No,
timeout. Timeout taken here by Coach McCrone just in the nick of time. Again, tied 14-14. We'll step away. 30 seconds. 4th and 2 coming up for Unitigo when we come back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Tied 14-14 in overtime. Unitigo with their first possession in overtime on a 4th and 2. If they get stopped here, Walton will take over. If Walton can score on their possession, they would win. 4th and 2 out of the timeout. They're going to pitch this one to the outside. Yeah. And brought down is Derek Rose, and Walton stuffs him. Walton's going to get the ball.
Double handoff on that play by the Spartans. Walton was not fooled by it at all. Made a nice job. Good penetration by the offensive line. Stopped him short. But now Walton will get their chance to end the game.
DH ahead 42-22 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that game now between the Eagles and the Bobcats. So here we go, folks. 14-14 in this contest between Unitigo and Walton. And does this Unitigo defense have another stop in them, or is Walton going to put the icing on the cake right here? All Walton has to do is score. Again, they start at the 20-yard line. It's a downs game here. Either Unitigo stops them or Walton scores and wins. Let's see. 1st and 10 here. Here's the first play. They pitch to Brooker. He cuts to the outside, to the 10. Brooker cutting back to the 5 before he's brought down. Heck of a run there by Brooker on 1st down.
Little sweep to the left side with a lead blocker. Real nice play call on 1st down, and they get the yardage for necessary, so it'll be 1st and goal to go from about the 5-yard line.
So it's all going to come down to this. Walton trying to punch it in overtime for the victory. Tied 14-14. They could end it right here if they can score on this drive. Dylan Jacob, the junior quarterback, breaks the huddle. Does Unitigo have it in the tank here to hold on? Try to get back on offense one more time. Jacob barking out the signals. Hands off to Peschel, and he's going to spin. Is he in? Yes! Walton wins in overtime, 20-14.
What a nice little play right there. They just little iso on the outside with the end, and nice little run in and diving into the end zone. Especially, I mean, he did a fantastic job all night coming in and replacing the starting fullback, and he definitely earned some PT tonight.
So Peschout gets the handoff. Kudos to the Warriors. A nice run by Brooker sets that up. And then the touchdown from Skylar Peschout gives the Walton Warriors a 20-14 victory here tonight. Post-game show coming up when we come back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beauty Rest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here tonight to Unitigo High School. Overtime victory for the Walton Warriors on the road, 20-14, as Skylar Peschout gets the winning touchdown. Again, Walton wins 20-14. Just a great one here tonight, Tim.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, like, I can't remember, 6 minutes to go. Walton took the ball, and I thought, you know what? This is just going to run the clock out, and they're going to win the game. But, nope, there was a fumble. Unitigo fell on it, and then they took down and scored with how much time left was it?
A minute seven left.
Yep.
And they needed the two-point conversion. They took a little extra time on the timeout, and they threw one over the middle. It was a low snap. Yeah. Otalis scooped it up and threw it into Jacob. I don't know, who got that on the two-point conversion there? I got to look back at my notes here. Jacob Marshall.
Yeah.
And he was able to pull it down, made a great catch, and they tied it up at 14.
And it wasn't an easy catch
because
there was like four people from Walton right there too. So real nice play. And then we end up tied, and we go into overtime, our first one this year.
Yep, and so Walton wins the toss. They defer. Unitigo goes first. Walton comes up with a stop and then a real good run on a first down play to Alex Brooker. Sets up a second and goal, and that's all that Skylar Peschout needed to punch it in for the winning
score.
Yeah,
Brooker's little sweep to the left side with the lead blocker was an absolutely great call on first down. Got him down to the 5 yard line, and then Peschout just finished it off.
So Peschout scores from 5 yards out. Big victory here tonight for the Walton Warriors, as they improve to 4-2 on the season, and more importantly, 2-1 in the division. Sydney wins their game tonight 34-0, and last check we had, DH was on top of BG 42-22. So let's go back through our scoring summary. Way back in the first quarter, it was Dylan Jacob, opening drive of the game, a 20-yard touchdown run, two-point conversion was good, 8-0 lead for Walton. Didn't have any scoring again until the third quarter when Dylan Jacob ripped the ball away from Derek Rose of Unitego. Fumble recovery, ran it in 35 yards for a touchdown off the fumble recovery, made it 14-0. And then, as you said, Tim, it was a heck of a fourth quarter for Unitego. Derek Rose, a one-yard touchdown run, made it 14-6. And then the Connor Griffin, five-yard touchdown run and a two-point conversion, made it 14-14 before in overtime, Skylar Peschout with the five-yard touchdown run, giving Walton the 20-14 victory. So, great game. This is how they should all be, I think.
I love these games that are real close, because I'll tell you, you can watch some of them and they get to be, you know, three or four possession games. It's hard to broadcast.
It is.
You know, but when you get to a game like this and it goes into overtime, it's so exciting. It's incredible, and I hope you folks get how much we're into this game, because it is. It's just amazing. I know that the people here were going crazy.
Yeah, the stands were packed tonight. It was great to see. I mean, Walton always travels well. The Unitego faithful came out tonight, so heck of a contest here. Let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We're going to give that to Walton's Skylar Peschout tonight. Scores the game-winning touchdown. And, you know, after Josh Johnson gets hurt on the first drive of the game, he's their featured back. Peschout came in and really handled the load pretty well.
Number two did a very good job filling in for the number one fullback, and you know, he absolutely deserves the award because he did not give up. I mean, he was just as hard running, you know, hard nose running all night long. I mean, a couple times I thought he was down. He just kept those feet moving. Good job.
Yeah, great job. He's walking across the field right now. And a lot of the Walton teammates, again, with the white jerseys, his is brown. So he's been on the ground a lot tonight and was working his butt off. So Skylar Peschout is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, as the Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We're going to give that tonight to John Jordan from Unitego. Thought he was excellent on the D-line tonight for the Spartans. Had that key tackle on the 4th-and-1 down when Walton was driving in the second half, which really gave Unitego new life. And we're just saying his name a ton tonight for big-time tackles.
Yeah, number 74 did a fantastic job on the inside, just stoned the Walton Warriors on a couple of plays. And the one that Nate was just telling you about, I mean, he doesn't make the tackle. It's a first down, and they probably score there, and
yeah,
it becomes a two- or three-possession game.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question, Dylan Jacob, our All-Purpose Award winner tonight. I mean, what didn't he do? He ran the offense, QB'd, scored on offense, fumble recovery, scored off the fumble recovery, interception, did it all.
The only thing he didn't do was kick.
Yeah.
Or punt. That's it. Kick or punt.
Yep.
He didn't do that. He did play a little defense later in the game when they needed some plays, and he did, even a couple of the times, he knocked passes down that were looking like they were going to be scores for the Spartans, but he's there to knock it down. He's a great athlete, well-deserving all-purpose award to Dylan Jacob.
Yeah, true definition of all-purpose tonight for Dylan Jacob. So, again, our final score in overtime here from Unitego. It's Walton 20, Unitego 14. Tough loss for the Spartans, but they'll look to bounce back next week. Walton will try to carry this momentum forward as, you know, the division's going to be a real dogfight the next 2 weeks.
It is. It definitely is. I'm really excited about it. I mean, well, we have three more games.
Let's see. We have next week we'll be doing the 8-man game. Next Friday is Oxford and UV. That game will be at UV on Friday night. And then the next weekend is the last weekend of the regular season. Yeah, 2 weeks left.
2 weeks left. And, I mean, there's so many different scenarios that could happen. And I think it's going to be really exciting to see how it comes down to that second-place team in this division.
So Sydney wins tonight, and the last check we had was Deposit Hancock starting to pull away with under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was 42-22. So it looks like DH is going to pick up a big win on the road, unless BG can work some magic there in that game. So, again, you just never know. It's going to be a dogfight the last 2 weeks. So, again, thanks for joining us here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. If you want to go back and listen to this game anytime, you can on WCDOsports.com. Just click on the Game Audio Archive tab, and it's a free download for you there at any time. So you can check that out at WCDOsports.com. Tim, thanks for joining us again tonight. Always great to have you.
Well, I totally enjoy it, Nate, and looking forward to the rest of the season. I know it's not much left, but you know what? We also have playoffs after that, so we'll be with you as long as you need me.
Just in case you're writing this down at home, the semifinals this year will be at Johnson City for Class D, and then the finals will be at UE's Ty Cobb Stadium. So I know that changes from year to year, so if you're planning ahead, maybe your team's going to get there. Johnson City for the semis, and UE for the final.
And Ty Cobb is probably my favorite place to watch football.
Me too.
Folks, if you've never been there, treat yourself. Go down and watch some of these games in the Section 4 finals.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and there'll be all those games there. If you're a diehard fan, you can go down and catch a lot of great games, you know, all in a 1 or 2 day span there. So, again, Walton wins in overtime on the road at Unitego 20-14. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you next Friday in UV on WCDO.